We're going to talk about another organisation or another sets of organisations that are doing very, very well indeed. Scornanogue All-Ireland finalists took place last weekend in the INEC, and we have got Kerry champions to talk to. In studio here in Killarney with me, I have got Glenn Fless, the All-Ireland Ballad Group champions for 2023. We've got Rosie Healy, their mentor. We have Aoife O'Donoghue, Murrin Healy, Abby Cronin, Cliona Moynihan and Patrick Milan. Before we talk to them, we're going to hear one of the songs that they performed at last weekend's final, one of the ones that won them the title.
I wish I was westward of Dingle, on the golden sands of Balebore, where I'd wait for the mountain of Brandon to appear in the red light of dawn.
That's the Land of the Gael, sung by the All-Ireland Ballad Group Champions 2023, Glenn Flesk. And they're with me in studio here. Congratulations, lads. Listen, that was absolutely a beautiful, beautiful song. Well done. And Rosie, if I can start with you, Rosie Healy, it's clear an awful lot of work went into that performance, I'd imagine.
Yeah, as I said, I'm trying to win a ballad group with Glenn Flesk for a very, very long time. I think I was roped in to help out in about 2005 for the first time. So we've had varying degrees of success since then. We'd have, you know, at East Kerry level, first of all, you might win a county. Yeah. Then we did really well. We got, it's very hard to come out of Munster, obviously, because the standard rises as you go up along.
Yeah.
But we got to an Ireland back in 2007. They were very unlucky to not to win that day, but it didn't happen. And then we didn't get to another Ireland until 2020, but we got to counties and Munsters all the way through. So we just kept plugging away. So we got to the All-Ireland in 2020, weren't successful, unfortunately. There was no in 21 because of COVID. We got to the All-Ireland last year, very unluckily again, not to win last year, and was beginning to lose hope, but Murrin here persuaded me to go again. And we went again, and I'm so delighted and relieved that we finally pulled one out of the bag and
that's
we won
brilliant.
It last day.
Yeah.
As I said, it was the first time, not just Glenn Fest, but the first time Kerry have ever won a ballad group and scored an over.
Really?
In 50-year history. Yeah.
Since 1973?
Yeah. It's the 50-year anniversary this year and Kerry has never won a ballad group. So we're...
That's brilliant.
Doubly delighted.
Great stuff. Congratulations. Murrin Healy, it's all down to you so for keeping Rosie on board. Is that right?
Yeah.
What was that feeling like when you won it?
Unreal. Like, we couldn't believe it at all. It was just unreal.
Yeah. Look, tell me about the work that goes into it. How many hours and the melodies you have to strike and all of that sort of stuff.
Well, we had a lot of practices, sometimes last minute ones or unreasonable hours, but they happened anyway, and We're very happy we did.
Yeah,
they happened in our sitting room, and there's a dog who's our mascot.
Yeah,
with puppies in the middle of it all as well. We reckon that was our good luck charm. But it all happens in the sitting room, so it's kind of lighthearted enough, I suppose we'd say.
It's brilliant. Cliona Moynihan, are you there? You're behind the screen there, are you?
Yeah,
very good. How did you get involved, and what was it like, I suppose, putting the effort in, putting the work, and the reward that's there now?
I suppose it's my first time doing SCORE, and it was just an unbelievable achievement just to get there.
Yeah. And how nervous were you ahead of the final performance?
Very.
And how did you keep them on? Because it can come down to that, Rosie, can it? Can't it? Like you put in all the hours, but then you're up on the stage, you're in the INEC, you're in the final, you might have heard other performers, and it can hit you.
Once they go up on the stage, it's like you're powerless, so you're a nervous wreck on the wings, hoping everything goes okay, and there's balance with microphones and hoping everyone stands close enough, they're not too close or too far.
Yeah.
And just hoping that nothing happens, that dropping the... One of the dads had a dream the night before that Abby dropped the plectrum or dropped the capo when she was changing key, and there was all these things that could go wrong, but anyway, thankfully nothing went wrong.
Yeah.
Like that, and it's about just trying to be confident and not to be nervous, because you could, it's a very daunting stage to face out onto the NEC.
Yeah, it certainly is.
But they acted like beyond their years, they were brilliant.
That's brilliant. Isha O'Donoghue, what was the experience like for you, and were the nerves with you on the day?
I suppose obviously I was nervous, especially for the All-Ireland, but I've been doing SCORE for like a good few years now, so I'm quite used to it.
What's it like? How from the view of like the people who wouldn't have been involved in SCORE, they're involved on the other side of the GAA, but they never really think about it. How rewarding is it being involved in SCORE?
Very rewarding. Like when we won, we were over the moon. Like it was, we couldn't believe it. And I don't know, it's a great thing to go to, even if you aren't like involved in it. It's a great thing to go to. It's very entertaining. Like there's dancing, music, like there's plays, like the Leiru, I think it's called, yeah, and solo singing, and I think solo music now, so
yeah,
it's a great entertainment.
The disciplines have been there for years. Yeah. And it's about, I suppose, promoting culture, but about training people in those disciplines to keep them going. Yeah. The artistic side of things,
yeah,
which is huge. Patrick, tell me about your involvement in it. What role did you play?
Well, I was actually on the melody, so we were kind of, there was three of us trying to hold it. It was kind of interesting with the microphone sometimes. We might have got the balance a bit wrong. Some people were too loud.
Yeah. Well, I won't get you to name the people who were too loud now, Patrick. You won, so you're all happy. But tell you, the hours that go into it and having to find that right note, it's a tough challenge, I'd say.
Yeah, well, we did definitely put in a lot of work, and I think Rosie clearly has been putting countless hours into trying to get the All-Ireland, so we're all delighted.
Yeah, brilliant stuff. What was the reaction like, Abby Cronin, what was the reaction like to, from your parents, from everybody else, your dad who felt that you might drop the plectrum?
It was just crazy. Like I know we were all hoping that we would win, but we've like thought we would have won last year and the year before that as well. We thought we had it, so we were like really hopeful, and then when we actually did win, it just didn't feel real like.
Yeah.
So everyone was just delighted.
Yeah.
Like my sisters and everything who have been in SCORE for years before me, they were, you know, they were delighted.
Were you lording it over them? Well, I won the title.
Yeah.
You never managed it. Brilliant stuff. Well, guys, look, unfortunately, we're out of time. Rosie, where does it go from here? I mean, this will be a life experience for all of the guys, and the club must be absolutely delighted.
Oh, the club were thrilled. We had a fabulous homecoming in Glenfesk on Monday night, and it was just fabulous. It was just so positive and so such a lovely sense of community. There was hundreds who came out, and there was just that lovely happiness. It was just happiness. So that kind of, everyone was so proud. You know, and it was just lovely. The bit of support shown to us all was fabulous. I got a funny text from a neighbour of mine on Sunday morning, because I'm a Cork woman originally.
Oh my God.
Yeah, imagine.
An All-Ireland title delivered to Kerry by Cork.
Yeah, so that was
great.
Lots of comments like that, but he said, they'd say in Cork, are you going for the double next year? So I said, you'd never know. They're all underage next year. So
brilliant.
Again, so
fantastic.
We will give it another go, as I said, now that we finally got over the line.
That's great. Go for a two in a row. Brilliant stuff. Guys, well, listen, look, thanks so much for coming in. Well done again. Congratulations. The whole county is proud, and I know all of Glenfesk are proud. I'm going to be getting a spa crew in here, so don't be shouldering them on the way out the door. I know that it's East Kerry championship rivalry there. But look, well done and congratulations. And thanks so much for talking to us on Radio Kerry.
Thank you so much.
We'll have more on Scorn and Oak after we take these.
Kerry Today on Radio Kerry.
Brought to you in association with KWD Recycling, collecting waste and recycling at your door. Your urgent attention, please. Massive four-day stock clearance sale now on at Corcoran's Furniture and Carpets Killarney. Incredible reductions across all stock, including suites, bedroom, dining, carpets, bathroom, tiles, and more. Hurry! The massive four-day stock clearance sale must end this Sunday at Corcoran's Furniture and Carpets, Cork Road, Killarney.
At Centra, feel good and shop smart with great offers this week. Like Centra Selected Meats, mix and match any 3 for €10. Centra Selected Fruit and Veg, mix and match any 3 for €2.50. And wines we love, Anjou and Rosé, only €10. Centra, live every day. Enjoy alcohol sensibly.
Have you started your electric journey? Unlock electric at Billinocton Tralee during Volvo Open Week, May 15th to 20th, and experience our award-winning recharge range of plug-in hybrid and fully electric cars. If you place an order before May 20th, you'll receive a complimentary Volvo service plan covering your first three services. Start your electric journey with us and find out more about our exclusive offers at volvocars.ie. Terms and conditions apply.
At Tom O'Burke's Castle Island, you are always guaranteed two things: a great range of products and a personal service. The staff at Tom O'Burke's like to make sure you're happy with what you're buying and that it's right for you. There's also the added security that they're local, so you won't have far to travel if there's ever any issues. So if you need anything from a washing machine to a TV, call into Tom O'Burke's Electrical, Castle Island, and they look after you.
Ireland Bike Fest is back. Rock and ride in Killarney this June bank holiday weekend at Ireland's favourite motorcycle music and family festival. Soak up the atmosphere at the Bike Village with three stages of free live music, food vendors, family fun, and the Harley Davidson Zone. Festival highlights include the custom bike show, rideouts along the Wild Atlantic Way, and the motorcycle parade. For more, visit IrelandBikeFest.com. Supported by Fall to Ireland, Harley Davidson, Kerry County Council, and the Glen Eagle Hotel.
There's one. After Mass on Sunday on Radio Kerry, I'll be here with Timeless in Irish, reviving memories of times past with songs from the likes of Bridie Gallagher to Brendan Byer, from Morris Mulcahy to the Dubliners. Take a trip down memory lane with the songs of our childhood. Relax to the sound of Elmarie O'Dwyer or Sean Keane, or even dance around the kitchen floor to a lively polka set. 3 hours of music from the local, national and international stage. Plus, all your requests and dedications. Timeless and Irish, Sunday after Mass on Radio Kerry.
Tell us your story. Email kerrytoday@radiokerry.ie.
Yeah, keep your comments, views and opinions coming into us on the programme in 0667123666. We're talking Scorn and Og, the All-Ireland Championships taking place in the INEC, or took place in the INEC in Killarney last weekend. And we have our next set of Kerry All-Ireland winners in studio with us. Have a little listen to this. There you go. That's a little bit of what you'll see in our social media. If you go to at Kerry Today RK, you'll see the video of the set dancing All-Ireland champions from Spa GAA Club. They're with me in studio, and this crowd have delivered their fifth national title for the Kingdom. And well done to all of you, and thanks so much for coming into us on the programme. I have got Roisin O'Sullivan, Grace O'Connor, Áine O'Sullivan, Dara Brosnan, Dermot O'Donovan, Colm O'Connor and Oisín O'Sullivan. I also have Trina Mangan, who teaches the group with her sister Mairead. Well done to all of you. Thanks for coming in. Trina, listen, well done. Brilliant, brilliant performance from what we can see from the video. But tell me about the work that goes on. You must have been delighted with the win, first of all. How competitive was it?
Absolutely thrilled with the win, jury, but this is something that didn't happen overnight or over the last few weeks or months. In fact, this particular group of dancers are together since, God, we were thinking there outside. They're together, they're coming to the clubhouse from the age of 5 and 6 years, and we reckon this particular group are dancing together for about 10 years now. Mm. So they're in class all year long. They come in September, they're coming once a week right through the year with the aim of score and Fla Ceoil in mind. So it didn't happen overnight. Mm. They're a well-trained group, they're very confident, they gel well together, there's a great camaraderie and friendship in the group. Yeah, sometimes there's a couple of spats between siblings where
that can happen.
Yeah,
can happen.
This is actually quite unusual. We have two families in this group. We have Áine O'Sullivan, first cousins with Cullum and Grace O'Connor, who are siblings.
Oh, yes.
Yes, and I hope I'm not going to get this wrong now. And we have Róisín O'Sullivan, first cousins with Óisín O'Sullivan.
All right. So, yeah. Brilliant stuff. So family connections.
Yes.
Brilliant. Róisín O'Sullivan, I'll come to you. Listen, what was it like? What's it like getting ready to prepare and making sure that you can be seamless on stage as you were when you won the title?
We know the set that we do. We've been doing that for years, but then at the practices, there's always little bits that that the trainers pick out that we have to fix, and then on stage a lot of the time we tell it to each other as we're dancing, to remind each other and stuff.
Yeah, so you keep the whole thing flowing, the whole thing going.
Yeah.
How competitive is it? How tough
is
the other
competitive
competitors?
Because you put in so much work and you obviously don't want to do it all to not win, and you know.
You want to leave it all out there and make sure no mistakes are made on the day. And Áine O'Sullivan, I come to you next. Do you have to worry, or do you put it in your head what if the judges don't like us, or they think another team is better? Can it be subjective, the judging, ultimately, as best as you can perform?
Yeah, I suppose it can be a bit, but you can only perform your best and hope that they like you.
Does anyone ever step on your toes?
No.
Are you you're good enough now to get away from that.
Yeah.
Brilliant stuff. Okay, Cullum O'Connor, listen, tell me how you got involved in the first place in set dancing.
I got involved because when my mom was younger, she did dancing, and then my sister Grace, she started it, so I started it with Grace. So it was very good, yeah.
And you got into that, and you got into the training of it and the love of it, I suppose, and the enjoyment of it.
Yeah, I guess, yeah.
What was it like that moment on stage when you won the title?
It was very thrilling. It's something that you wouldn't experience often, which is very, it's good.
Yeah. Brilliant stuff. Grace O'Connor, I want to come to you next. I can't see here with a screen, but I'm going to move things around. Just forgive me there. But listen, that winning moment, tell me about it. The hours that you put in, as Trina was talking about there, every week in the clubhouse, does it make it all worth it?
Yeah, definitely. Before you go up on stage, you're obviously nervous and hope you get everything right. And then once you're on stage, all the nerves go. You know what you're doing. All the hours you put in, you can just dance. And then once you come off, you're okay for a few minutes, and then the results come. And that's when the nerves all flow in. And yeah.
And that's the kind of the crucial thing, isn't it? When you can transfer all the effort you put in, it's like playing a match. You've got the muscle memory, you've got the confidence, because you know you put the effort in before you go up on the massive stage that is the IUDC.
That's it, yeah, exactly. And once you're up there, you don't even have to think about what you do, all the hours and just the practice. You just go out and do it.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Isabel, if I can talk to you as well in relation to this, tell me about how you got involved.
Well, I started as well when I was young, because it's such a big part of the club, and a lot of the club at some point has been dancing and everything, and it's really supported in the club.
The tradition helps it,
Yeah, exactly. Everyone knows you for dancing in Savoy. Now we're royalty around the club.
Yes. Brilliant stuff. And you're Isabel Waters. The family, do they huge support?
Big support. All my family are down from Cork and everything for the day for it.
Are you another Cork woman?
Half.
Okay, we'll let you away with that. Trina, look, that tells its own story there of all of the lads and the sort of, you know, the work they put in, the confidence they have, because when it comes to going somewhere like the INEC, it can be daunting. But how much were you helped by the winning tradition you have in the club in this?
Yeah, obviously we're steeped in the tradition of score in our club. I think it's just become part of our annual calendar. It's just like celebrating Christmas or Easter. Score is just there, and I don't think anybody knows any different. For me, my own grandfather set danced in score. And I know we brought the first score title back to the club in 1990. That was solo singing, and Siobhan O'Brien brought that title back. But it took us a long time to win an All-Ireland title, because the standard of set dancing in Kerry is just enormous. And then Munster, I suppose it's just the toughest province to come out of would be Munster. But we're very lucky in our club. We have cultural officers that are there to promote all culture, music, singing and dancing within the club all the time, so they're ensuring that the tradition lives on.
Yeah, that it doesn't become, because for some they would say that's all very twee score, it belongs to a long time ago Irish culture, but that's not the case for the people who are involved in it.
Absolutely not. Like I said, when we start, they start as toddlers, they start in nappies, and it's just become, it's just a week on week thing.
part of who they are.
Yeah, absolutely. It's part of the annual calendar now, and there's no avoiding it. If you have any step at all, we're also very, very lucky with our facilities at the club. We have a fine dance studio.
Yeah.
When our clubhouse was rebuilt in 2005, the club got behind us big time.
They factored it in.
Inside. Yeah, absolutely.
Which is
brilliant. We're very lucky, and there's never a problem. Morning, very early mornings, very late nights, you'll find somebody hopping around in there in front of mirrors.
Brilliant. Well, listen, look, well done again. And everyone should get involved. Everyone should. It's 50 years going since 1973. Everyone should go. I'm not sure the GAA are ever going to put score behind GAA Go, but it's definitely well worth watching. And look, check out our social media as well, guys. Thanks so much for coming in. And brilliant stuff, and well done again, making the whole county and of course everyone involved in SPA GAA Pro. That's the All-Ireland Set Dancing Champions for 2020, Trina Mangan and Mairead teaching them, and we have Roisin O'Sullivan, Grace O'Connor, Áine O'Sullivan, Dara Brosnan, Dermot O'Donovan, Colm O'Connor and Oisín O'Sullivan, and Isabel Waters as well, with us in studio. Thanks to Jack Hennessy for helping set up the pieces on that this morning.